This is Bird Note. The Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee is a swanky hotel, best known for its ducks. It has 5 ducks that live in a palace on the roof. Each morning, they're marched into the lobby fountain with great fanfare, then marched back up in the afternoon. The tradition goes back to 1933, to an incident involving the manager of the hotel, live duck decoys for a duck hunt, and a bit too much whiskey. Guests were charmed to find ducks swimming in the hotel fountain in the morning, and they became a fixture of the hotel.
And it became a tradition to have ducks live in the fountain, but the bellman had to take care of them.
Keenan Walker is the current duck master of the hotel. But when these ducks first arrived in the 30s, there was no ceremony. Just some ducks swimming in a fountain that there wasn't a great plan for taking care of.
Keep in mind, we were in the South, so the hotel was a segregated hotel at that point. The bellmen were black. Couldn't stay at the hotel, though. Based off of pictures that I've seen, prior to starting the duck march, I think that the men who were responsible for caring for those ducks felt like the ducks had more value than they did inside the hotel. As I look at pictures of the bellmen who were responsible for the ducks, I don't see a smile on anyone's face. Not a single person.
In 1940, a black man named Edward Pembroke came to work as a bellman at the Peabody. And it just so happened that Edward used to be an animal trainer for the circus. So when he saw the situation with the ducks, he came up with the idea of creating a spectacle. He was the hotel's first duck master, with other bellmen leading the show on days he wasn't working.
I would like to think that when it was, you know, whoever's day to march the ducks, I would like to think that they felt a little bit more important that day. You know what I mean? Or they felt a little bit more respected because they weren't just the guy carrying bags back and forth. They were the person spearheading the ceremony that people came to see. And I think what that did was it added a bit more respect to the reputation of the black man who worked here, because there's no telling what kind of treatment they endured during that time period.
Edward Pembroke was duck master at the Peabody for 50 years, retiring at age 82. He appeared with his ducks on shows like Johnny Carson and made the march into a legend. But after he retired in 1991, every duck master until Keenan was white.
And to be honest, like when I was offered the position, I was hesitant to do it because I didn't fully know the history behind it, and I never saw a duck master who looked like me. When I found out that Mr. Pembroke started the duck march, and then I found out that Bellman would step in and do it, but then when I saw this picture, I accepted the position to honor Mr. Pembroke, to honor the men who were downgraded and weren't treated with the respect that they deserved. So I would like to think that hopefully now, those men who weren't smiling in that picture, that are no longer here anymore, might be looking down smiling now.
Welcome everybody, not just to the Peabody, but also to this morning's duck march ceremony. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate it.
While Keenan didn't ever plan on a job like he has now, after starting as duck master, he realized how well his past had prepared him for this moment. He'd studied theater and worked as an actor. He'd worked for years at the National Civil Rights Museum as a tour guide and become passionate about history.
Being an actor, well, now I perform 10 times a week for an international audience. Being a tour guide, a historian, I'm teaching history. Part of what I do as a duck master is a history presentation. I'm a father. My daughter just turned 13. I love connecting with the kids and creating experiences for them. And I had to learn how to train ducks. I did not come to the table, I did not come to the table having that skill. But it's just, I have so much joy doing this now, but I couldn't have seen myself doing it 5 years ago. So sometimes once we just move out of our own way and allow ourselves to be led into what's purposed for us, man, what's on the other side of that will blow your mind.
The Peabody Hotel hired a gentleman. A gentleman by the name of Edward Pembroke to be a bellman. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, you all will. Let's send some love out to all of our outstanding bellmen. Thank you.
Keenan can be found most days leading the world-famous Peabody Ducks in their marches to and from the hotel's lobby.
And if you see me, don't hesitate to say hi.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.